أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوفون بالنذر ويخافون يوما كان شره مستطيرا ويطعمون الطعام على حبه مسكينا ويتيما وأسيرا إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا. صدق الله العظيم. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, after speaking about hidayat, Allah gave us ability and capacity. Allah sent wahi and nabi so that we would know right from wrong. Allah gave us the power of discretion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the two groups. One were the disbelievers, the preparation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made for them. And then the believers, the preparation Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to speak about the righteous servants of Allah, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called Shakir, Allah has called Abarar, Ibadallah, the servants of Allah. Allah says, what are the dominant qualities within them? Yufuna bin nadr. Number one is this, that they fulfill their vows. A vow is something that has not been imposed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah didn't make it farz upon a person. That person obligates himself. Like a person vows that I will read 2 rakats of namaz. Now that namaz was never there. Allah Ta'ala didn't make it compulsory upon him. But then he takes this vow, and after he makes the vow, he fulfills the vow. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about such people that leave alone what Allah has imposed upon him. He will fulfill what he has imposed upon himself. So if a person fulfills what he has imposed upon himself, then most certainly he would fulfill all that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made compulsory upon him. So in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that they are so conscious of Allah, that they will fulfill what Allah has obligated them with, what Allah has made compulsory upon them, and whatever they have made compulsory upon themselves, that also they will fulfill. وَيَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا كَانَ شَرُّهُ مُسْتَطِيرًا. And they fear that day, that is the day of Qiyamah, the shar, the evil of which spreads on all sides. مُسْتَطِيرًا, the evil that is spread all around. That from the time a person comes out of his qabr, there is difficulty upon difficulty upon difficulty. And in every way, there are different kinds of difficulties, and they have understood the severity of the day of Qiyamah, and they had feared that, and they lived with that fear. In other words, they were always conscious of the accountability in the courts of Allah. They were conscious about the difficulties that they would go through on the day of Qiyamah. So that is the second quality. The third, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ. And they feed the food that they have available to them, that they feed عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ, upon his love. Now here, there are different ways of looking at this ayat. Number one is this, that the ayat does not speak about who they feed. Whether they feed Muslims or non-Muslims, all the same, they have been feeding and they love to feed. Ala hubbihi, upon its love or upon his love. Upon its love will refer to the food itself. They would have loved to consume that food themselves, but they had given preference to others. It was not that they ate and then the leftovers they gave to others. But whilst they themselves would have loved to consume that food, they gave it out to others. Or second, ala hubbihi, upon the love of Allah. Why are they feeding? Because they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the creatures of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And because of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they feed the poor, they feed those who are in need, those who are not in need also, they feed the Muslims, they feed the non-Muslims, they feed anyone. And then some ulama, ala hubbihi, they have also stated that because they love the poor, like how our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made dua, the hubbal masakin, that he, Allah grant me the love of the masakin, and because of the love of the masakin, they give out this food and they feed, and may Allah Ta'ala give us these qualities also, that we feed for the sake of Allah, for the love of Allah, whether we are in need or not in need, but we do it because we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we love the masakin, because they are the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Miskinan, who they feed? The miskin, the impoverished, those who are in need. Wa yatiman, they feed the yatim, they feed the orphans. Wa asira, and they feed those who are held in captive. Those who are held in captive will refer firstly to prisoners. Here again, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not specify whether these prisoners are Muslims or non-Muslims. But they are captive, they are people who are being deprived, and because of the deprivation and they need, they feed for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And here, one special reference would be made to the fact that when our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam came back from Badr, and he came with the captives of Badr, the prisoners of Badr, he brought them to Madinah Munawwara. Now our common sense approach to the seerah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would be, there were no prisons in Madinah at that time. So where did these prisoners live? They lived with Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. And there are so many narrations that show that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave one advice to Sahaba that were holding these prisoners as captive, that do good to them. My wasiyah to you is that you do good to them. And hence, so many of them themselves have narrated that they had seen these Sahaba, that they themselves were not by the means, but they had acquired food, and they had first fed these prisoners before they themselves ate or they remained hungry. And that was the result of so many accepting the deen of Islam. And hence here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept this ayat very general, that whoever the miskin be, whoever the yatim be, whoever the asir be, that person be fed. Some ulama have now extended this asir, this captive, to be that person who is enslaved. He is also a captive, and others have also extended it to a person that is in debt. He has become a captive of his creditor. In other words, he is unable to pay, and somebody assists such a person. Innama nut'imukum liwajhillah. And then they say to themselves, within themselves, they make this niyat, that certainly we feed you liwajhillah, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have absolutely no personal motive in this. There is no gain that if we feed in the name of our business, it is going to look good in our country, it is going to look good amongst the masses, it is going to improve our business capacity. Nothing like that. Liwajhillah, solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La nuridu minkum jaza'a, and we do not require any jaza from you. We do not require any recompense from you. You don't have to pay us. And lastly, wala shukura, and you do not have to say thank you. We do not give this so that you will be appreciative. But all of this is done for the sake of Allah, unconditionally, only for the sake of Allah. So such are the qualities of the abrar that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speak about, and the servants of Allah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us these qualities. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.